You going on holiday?
Holiday. Yeah, I've actually got two trips planned now.
Oh, yeah? So you got with Florida, your family. Yeah.
But with Keegan and the kids.
Oh, cool, yes.
And then just booked for Keegan's friend's 40th. They're going to New York and then down to Miami. October, somewhere ages away.
That's a cool combo.
So going with them, okay. Never been on holiday with, you know, them before, his
okay,
friends.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I like them. I get along with them well, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
That's nice.
Yeah, it'll be different.
Do you like to do more foodie things on holiday or more adventure or more beach? What's your, I suppose, like city in New York City vibes, but like
50,
what's 50. Your... What's your worst holiday? Like, if someone was, like, to suggest an itinerary, what would stress you out on holiday?
On holiday, I think something every day.
Like, people that make plans every day.
Yeah.
With timings.
It's the people that, like, do parks as well every day.
What do you mean? Like, you mean, like, Disney parks?
Yeah, like, people that go to Florida that just do park after park after park after park after park. And I'm like, do you not ever just want to lay by the pool? And just do nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you need at least a full day of do nothing.
Yeah, definitely. A mixture of both.
Yeah.
I like to explore and, like, do cultural things, but I also enjoy just doing nothing.
Yeah, but the maximum amount of doing nothing would probably be, like, 4 days. And then you're like, oh, I'm done, all beached out.
Oh, yeah. I'd be so bored if we were just laying down by the pool or beach every day.
Yeah.
And reading books. I'm like, I want to do something.
Yeah. Because the kind of beach life setup ends up being, like, go to the pool, like say you're in like a, what's it called, all inclusive.
Yeah.
And you get the towel, and you like shotgun the bed, so you're like, right, there, ours. And then you get down there, and then you stay there till lunch, and then you disappear, go and get some food, and then you go back there.
Yeah.
And then before you know, it's dinner.
And that's
it. And that's the whole day.
And you get a bit antsy, like when we did that in Miami, and we went to Soho Beach House, and had a couple of beds. It was nice because we'd been busy the whole time. But if everything had just been relaxing, we would have gotten bored after a while.
So boring.
And you feel like you can't leave your beds because if you do, someone else will take them.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And you also feel just like really lazy.
Yeah.
And I know some people might describe that kind of go, go, go thing as toxic productivity. But I think it's just doing things.
Yeah.
I'm fed up with the word toxic.
Yeah.
I don't think things are toxic. You know when people are like, that's toxic productivity.
Yeah.
Surely something's only toxic if you're, like, if I say, oh, Joel, that's toxic productivity, isn't that my projection of your productivity affecting me?
Well, yeah,
how could it be toxic?
Different.
Yeah. What if your level of toxic productivity is actually my level of lazy?
Yeah.
Then it's not, do you know what I mean? Like, what?
I know.
I think, like, the more I go online, the more I'm seeing, oh, this is toxic, that's toxic, that relationship toxic, that person's toxic. Is there anything that's not toxic now?
Well, exactly.
Everything's toxic.
Everything's toxic. Which is hard, because I've had a toxic partner in the past, and they were toxic.
Okay, all right.
But.
Sorry, yeah.
No, but.
No, you're
it's
right.
True. Everyone throws this around.
They throw
and
around toxic
productivity. I remember when we found out that you could get toxic productivity. We heard from a productivity YouTuber, didn't we?
Yeah. They were like, toxic productivity is on its way out and self-care is on its way in.
Yeah.
So what happens when... What's toxic self-care?
Yeah, toxic self-care. Would that be relaxing every day?
I think relaxing every day on a beach would be toxic self-care.
Yeah.
But that's my projection of saying you're not allowed to do that every day, you lazy bitch.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
So surely, I don't know. Like, I think a person could be toxic for you, but they might not be toxic for someone else.
Definitely.
So you were in a relationship that was toxic for you.
Yeah.
But that person might have a great time in a successful relationship.
Exactly.
With someone that's better matched to them.
It's all relative.
Do you know what I mean?
No one's black and white. You can't label someone and go, that is you.
Yeah.
Because that is my experience of that interaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm cancelling the word toxic.
Yeah, the word toxic is toxic.
The word toxic is toxic.
Yeah, it is.
But I think that we're all throwing about these words that are big.
Yeah.
Narcissist.
Mm.
There's not one person, you don't know one person that's not been with a narcissist or has a narcissist parent or
has
a narcissist. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But I only heard about them in the last few years.
Yeah.
Where were they before?
Exactly. They just were labelless.
Labelled.
They were just arrogant.
Yeah. But now we've all Googled what a narcissist is.
Yeah.
So now we're like, Narcissist.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like your parents are narcissists. So.
I love that.
Do you know what I mean? Oh. Like, I'll probably get a bit of backlash for that, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah. And you're allowed to feel like that.
Am I allowed to feel like
that? Yeah. So what do you do when you go on holiday then? If you can't relax all day, are you go, or are you relax, relax, relax?
No, I can do like a... It's nice to have like one thing, maybe a day. Yeah,
definitely.
And have like one thing that's happening. So, or to split the holiday into like go, 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 relax, relax, relax. So for instance, when I went to Barcelona for 4 days, I split it into 2 days of like busyness in the city, like full on like... tour guide vibes, like open top buses here, there, everywhere, walking around museums. And then the last 2 days we took a taxi out to somewhere a bit more rural and just spent time by the sea. So those two, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then after the 4 days I was like, cool, I'm done with Barcelona. Probably could have done more, but I experienced the slow.
Well, because then you want a holiday from the holiday.
Yeah, we've both experienced that where we go, oh, we just packed out that itinerary. Did we relax? It's kind of like over this, like, do you not think Americans have a tough time of Thanksgiving being so close to Christmas?
Yeah.
Imagine all of that, like, go, 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 family, 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 Thanksgiving. Got to do it all over again for Christmas.
I know.
That surely is exhausting.
And don't they say Thanksgiving is bigger than Christmas? So I'm like, I can't imagine that, 'cause Christmas to Brits is like the pinnacle of the year.
Yeah. So, imagine having a massive event right before Christmas that involves family.
And Americans only get like 10 days off a year or something, don't they? Horrendous. Their annual leave is horrendous.
Horrendous. No one works harder than them.
No.
And they actually want to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, Brits just don't have the energy.
And they eat their lunch at their desk.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ethic. Like, work ethic. Insane. Yeah.
But then that's why, like... Americans are rich.
So rich.
Because they work hard.
Some of them are just...
companies pay them.
Yeah. Got so much coin.
Yeah.
And that, you know, all the perks of the job.
Yeah.
Cheers to being lazy. Oh, gosh. So are you going to do Disney then?
Probably. Because the kids have never been.
Okay.
So Disney is one of their birthdays while we're there. So I was suggesting Cirque du Soleil at Disney Springs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do some of the parks, some of the relaxing.
Yeah.
Keegan's got a friend who lives out there in Orlando.
That's cool.
We'll probably meet up with him and his wife. And yeah, so it'll
be
nice.
Be cool.
It'll be fun.
And then it'll be more of a grown-up trip. New York,
yes.
Miami.
Yeah.
Great spots.
Which, yeah, should be fun.
That's going to be really
but
cool.
But that's all I have planned for the year at the moment.
And we've got Scotland
Scotland.
End of April, early May.
And
so
we've
that's
potentially
a group
got a little trippy-whippy. Coming, haven't we?
That TBC one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like for them to get back to us. I need to know how the year's going to pan
out.
Because obviously...
It's too unknown.
I know that I'm getting married in July.
Yeah.
So it's
so
like,
exciting.
That's happening.
Yeah.
So also, I need to renew my passport.
Oh, yeah.
It's expiring in July and it takes ages. And next week I'm away. So I need the passport for that.
Oh,
and
my
then
gosh.
I come back and I need to submit it.
And get the new
and get
one.
And you know, now you don't have to go and get your picture taken. You just take it on a white wall.
Oh, yeah.
On
so
your phone.
Good.
But do you not feel like this pressure?
Yeah. Passport photos are hard.
Really
I
hard.
Hate all of my passport photos or driving license photos. They're awful.
Mine are disgusting. So much so that I'm like, right, I need to do this on a day where I'm already going to be doing my makeup nice for something. Like, say we've got something coming up and I know I'm going to make an effort with my face and my hair. Then I'm like, I'll make sure I take the picture that day.
Yeah.
And I'll submit that picture.
You have to. I feel like my passport photo has been so ugly. And I feel like from the get-go, I've always expected border control when they look at it to look up at me and go, gosh, you're way more handsome in person than on here. But no one ever has. So annoying. I'm there like preening myself, like waiting for them to look at the passport and look at me and go, gosh, you look different. But no one does. So clearly, that's what I look like.
Oh my goodness. Nah, I can't. I just need to, like, also, don't we all look terrible when we get off a flight?
Oh,
so surely we should make the picture look worse.
Yeah, haggard.
So that, like, you can just be like, there's... As if they even have thoughts when they see them.
Yeah. They see a million a day. Yeah. They're not bothered.
But we're like, what are they going to think about my ugly photo? They don't give a shit.
So have you booked a honeymoon? Because you'll be going on a honeymoon.
There's nothing booked.
Nothing.
We need to book something. And obviously there's this huge pressure now because it's like, oh, you're going to go on your honeymoon. But it's like, what if we need to like wait and save a bit and then go? Or you could do this. There's all these things. Mini moon.
Oh yeah,
you heard
what's
of
that?
It's where you do a few days somewhere, or like a small one before your real one.
Well, I think that's good. Why should you have to go on a big 2 or more week holiday straight after getting married? Surely you could delay it a bit and go, we'll go in 2 months, because then that gives us something else to look forward to.
Yeah. Otherwise, your whole life is like that month of the wedding, and then you go away straight away. Also, like, how long are you meant to go? All these things that are made up for wedding, they're like, here, you've got to spend all this money getting married, and then you've got to spend all this money on this honeymoon thing.
Yeah,
like weddings are just a lot. Like, you say wedding and the videographer's like, oh, that, sorry, this is the price for that.
Yeah
Oh, you say wedding, right, make it times 5.
Yeah,
so it's awful. It's a lot. But yeah, honeymoon wise no plans yet.
Could do mini moon.
Birmingham.
Could go Birmingham.
Could just go to the ball ring and just go around the shops and be on the honeymoon. But I was talking to somebody who was like, weddings nowadays are just outrageous. Like, she was like, I remember in my day, and this is like an older lady from the Greek church, and she was like, weddings in my day, like, we used to do our own hair and makeup, and no one had caterers and things like that. We'd all just, all the ladies would just cook all the food. And I was like, that's really cute that they just get a big venue. And like, everyone in the community would be invited, and all the ladies would make all the food and all the men would serve it.
Oh, that's so
nice.
So
it's like
nice.
A communal effort that went into weddings.
And saves a lot of money.
Right? But she was like, I had 1,000 people at my wedding. I was like, 1,000 people, auntie? What are you doing? She was like, yeah, it was just a norm. Like, 800 to 1,000 people was normal for a Greek wedding. I'm having the tiniest wedding, 175. Wow. People are like, well, that's quite big for English. Like, an English wedding, that's big. Normal would be like, a big one would be like 80, 90.
Okay.
But 175 for Greek is tiny. I'm cutting out people in the community that have known me for years that will be offended that they're not coming. But I don't have a relationship with them. It's more like...
I've had this discussion with Lucy, my housemate, who's just gotten engaged. And she was saying, I've already made a list of 150 people just on her side.
Yeah.
And she's been saying, like, and I've got family members who I haven't seen in ages, but I'd have to invite them. And I was like... You say that now, but Leah's been telling me that, and like at the first, you said it, and now you've had to, cut them.
Because if it was everyone, it'd be like 350, 400, but we've had to cut them, and we've had to be, because before, say you've got like like grandparents, and then they've got those kids, and then all those kids have kids, and the families just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
How do you have all of those people? You just can't.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Savage. There's so many people that we just can't have, but people surely understand now. It's like to do with money, and they just... Can't feed that many people.
Well, it's so expensive. I'm sure people understand.
You hope they understand. They will take it personally for like 5 minutes, and then they'll just be like, oh, cool, didn't have to get dressed and go to their wedding.
Well, exactly, because then you've got to buy a present. So at least it saves money on that.
Saves you money, guys.
Saves you money.
So, but there's something quite nice about weddings back when, like, one of my aunties was saying, like, call auntie, it's more of a respect thing, she's not my auntie.
Okay.
Just know her from church. And like, she basically was just like, it was a communal effort. Like, To the extent that like people would bring all their own cutlery and like plates, and then at the end of the night they get their plate, like they put the initials on the bottom of the
plate.
That's
so funny.
And they take back all of it after it's been washed. Because how are you get 1,000 plates from?
That's
like, everyone brings from their house, and like everyone cooks stuff and brings it. And I was like, it's got me thinking about doing like an old school wedding where you just like, it's a communal effort.
Well, they would love that. Like,
and cute.
Yeah.
I mean, you need the community, the power of the community to make it happen.
But you've
got
a lot of those
volunteers.
Older community members
around
you. They would love to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it would mean like cancelling everything I've already booked. Okay. But maybe, I don't know. I was saying to like Akhila, my fiance, that if we end up not being able to have a lot of family from Greece that just can't afford to get here, we could do something in the village in Greece just for them.
Yeah.
And like go there and just do something. And anyone who would want to come, anyone's invited.
Yeah.
If you want to come to the village and come to like a village wedding, which is like bring your own plates, and like that's probably going to happen.
That's so
which is
cool.
We probably end up enjoying that one more.
Well, yeah, exactly. It'll be more relaxed.
Yeah. Like, I won't have like a florist and stuff. I'll probably just go to like through the village and just pick a few like flowers off the trees, and that will be like flowers and stuff. But yeah, weddings are a big deal now. So
do you think it's mainly planned now, and your work is done, or have you still? It's going to be up until the day where you feel like you're.
There's still like loads of stuff. So like, for instance, the conversations with people that haven't been locked in. Mm. So like, that you're speaking to a caterer, but I haven't locked them in and chosen them.
Okay,
so there's a few people, whereas like some people are locked in, like the venue itself is locked in.
Yeah.
It's dry hire. So that means you hire the grounds of the venue and then you put your people there. So I've chosen what marquee people are going to be there. I've choosing the flower people. I'm choosing the band. I'm choosing so all these different contractors. Whereas if you just go to like a one-stop shop, you can just, everything just comes as like a package and you don't really get to choose the stuff. So there's loads of moving parts, and I've done a lot of homework, and I tend to do Thursdays as like my Thursday afternoon. I'm like, oh, I'll do my wedding homework now.
I'll
get through it. And I'm trying to just enjoy it. But the hardest thing is the list.
Yeah.
That's it. It's offending people. If you're a people pleaser by nature, don't get married.
Yeah.
Because you will upset people.
I wonder how it would change, though. If you were to, which you never would do, but if you were to say, you can come if you pay for your own food. Like, if you pay 100, I know you would never.
No,
but that's just to say that they would probably go, if they don't know you that well, but they're still family, they'll probably be like, no, I don't want to pay 150 quid to go to your wedding, sorry.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, well, you clearly are not that bothered about coming to my wedding. Whereas if they were like, yeah, I'd pay anything to be there, then you'd be like, okay, well, you should probably come then. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's
put your
really
money where your mouth is.
Interesting. Imagine that concept.
Yeah.
Imagine me being like, right, you can pay £10 for the live stream.
Yeah.
Or you can pay £150 for an in-person ticket.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you should totally live stream your wedding and sell tickets.
Well, I said to Ash, I was like, do we do like a private live stream for family that can't make it? And he was like, well, no, because how are they going to log on? Like, they're in Greece. Like, what are they going to, how are they going to log on to a live stream?
Yeah.
Like, it's in a village. Like, but then I was like, oh, live stream. Imagine live streaming to like actual people that might want to be there from our audience pool.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends, like, how much or how little you put out of your, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
You could live stream like the whole day if you wanted to.
Yeah, you could.
But you've got to be aware that there's a live stream there. As well as like being there in person, you've got to be there in a live stream format.
Hello
to the people at home.
Yeah.
Now we're about to walk down the aisle.
It'd be so strange. I'm sure someone's done it, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of COVID live stream weddings, but just like family were invited. Imagine like, I'd do it if I felt like I didn't have to present.
Yeah.
Might just be like, hey,
and it's quite nice
here.
That you've got something to share with you and the special people around you.
Yeah.
I suppose
there'll be a videographer and they'll give you like a 8-minute highlight reel of
your
wedding.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Like, that's great. No one wants to watch hours and hours and hours and hours.
No.
Do they? Does anyone want to watch hours and hours and hours of content of a wedding?
People would with the royal wedding.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
no different. Princess Leia.
Princess Leia. That is quite funny. Yeah, people, you're right. We sat there and consumed the whole thing from like car journey.
The guests arriving.
The guests.
The groom.
Wow, that's
the
so
bride.
Interesting. You don't. That is nuts, isn't it?
It is strange. People watch Big Brother where they just watch people sleeping. They watch the live feed of people sleeping. I'm like, I don't get that.
Unbelievable.
I don't
Absolutely
have time.
Unreal. So weddings. What else have we covered in this? Weddings.
Just weddings. Weddings and holidays.
Holidays and honeymoons.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Before you know it, it'll be Christmas again. And I don't want to be the person to say that, but doesn't life go by so quickly?
So quickly. But when you're a kid, it's so slow.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, how am I still in school?
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean,
don't you remember when you were a kid and you got like a phone call or a letter through or someone knocked on the door for you and you'd be excited? Now you're an adult, you're like, please no one knock on the door for me, please no one call
post.
Me, I'm not answering anything, no post. You roll your eyes anytime you get a letter through.
Yeah, the when you see a letter and you're like, another bill.
Yeah,
like, what is it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
The book Secret said that every time you get a post that's a bill, you're meant to be really grateful for it. And you're meant to imagine that bill, the number on the bill, so say the bill is 2,500.
Yeah.
You're meant to imagine that's the amount of money that's just landed into your account.
Oh, wow.
That's what they say the attitude to bills should be. But like, great, I just got another 2,500. When in reality, the 2,500 is going out.
Yeah.
You have to imagine that's money that's just come to you.
Oh,
I see. Apparently it will come.
Wow.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah, so next time you get a bill, open the just bill. Imagine next time you open your Amex bill and it's like, oh, Christmas costs 3,800. Yeah. You're like, thank bonus. You, I got 3,800.
Well, I'm going to try that and see if that helps.
Because I've stopped trying it.
Yeah.
I need to get back on it.
Yeah. It does help to reframe your thoughts. You just have to go, well, if you're late for something, you're like, well, thank goodness I'm not in a rush.
Yes.
Or just frame it positive somehow.
Yeah.
Rather than getting angry.
Mm. How do I reframe the headache? Thank God I have a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God I have a brain that hurts because it works so hard.
Working so hard.
My brain's working overtime, therefore it needs paracetamol.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Lovely.
Yeah. Holidays. I used a lot of Amex points to upgrade business.
They're not worth a lot, are they?
No, I really rinsed them. But I've still got quite a few left.
That's good.
And I found that I could take a flight for £1. £1 to Italy and back. And I can use my companion voucher.
Great.
So £1 for me, £1 for my partner, £2, so $2, there and back to Italy.
So good.
Using points. So I had my eyes on those.
Yeah.
I thought, I really want to go to Italy.
Yeah.
It's on the doorstep. Why haven't I been to Italy?
It is shameful, the lack of places we've been to in Europe.
Yeah.
Living in Europe.
Yeah.
On the
doorstep. How have we not been to Ireland? Have you been to Ireland?
Never been to Ireland. I was supposed to, but it got snowed out.
Got snowed out.
But yeah, never been to Ireland.
Do your talk.
Still never been. Yeah, I've just upgraded my Amex from the free British Airways one to the expensive one because the companion voucher...
You can
only
economy.
Use for economy. So yeah. I've got one companion voucher for economy, which I think we'll use later in the year somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
And then, we use some of our points for the New York flight.
Yeah.
And not worth a lot. I think we spent like 70,000 points or something.
It's a lot,
and
isn't it? And you
don't
get
that like
much.
300 quid.
Yeah.
But better than nothing.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like,
it might have been more than that. I can't remember.
Something
but,
like that.
Yeah.
And they make it really hard for you to actually get the point. You have to know exactly how to use the BA website, the British Airways website, to get the most out of the reward flights, the companion vouchers. If you don't know what you're doing, it's game over.
Well, annoyingly, Keegan's companion voucher ended in February, so we couldn't use it for that.
So
and
it
then
ends
mine was economy. Yeah, ends this month. So that's a wasted companion voucher. And mine is just economy, and we have luckily been able to afford to pay for business to New York.
Yeah, so you can't use
so
it.
So can't use the companion voucher. So it's very frustrating.
No, that's horrendous.
Yeah, what a waste.
That is horrendous.
Anyway, but these are adult things, aren't they? About like companion vouchers and like Amex points and credit cards and
Who are we?
Who are we?
Yeah, you're sorry. That's such a grown up problem, and also not a problem. It's a privilege to have some free companions on a flight. Just use the economy one for a European quick trip, like a 3-4 hour flight.
Yeah, easy.
Perfect.
Can do that.
Shame about his actual good companion one going.
I know.
How did he miss that?
Well, he said he didn't have anywhere to go.
No.
Well, and he has actually travelled since, but he didn't have a companion to take. Although he was like, because when I have been away, it's not been with British Airways. It's been like with Iberia or whatever it's called and other flights. So
this is where you need all the hacks.
Yeah.
You need all the hacks. You need to know if you could use it on any other airline, or if you don't have a companion, can you get more money off your own ticket?
The solo,
and stuff like
which
that.
You can, can't
stuff
you?
Like that.
So
I think there's people that know all the tricks.
Yeah. I went on a date with a guy who, I can't say the company, but because then people know who it is. But the company was all to do with how to make the most of your points.
Really?
And he knows everything to do with flying, and he's flown first class, business class, all classes with like every airline because it's his job.
Wow.
And I was just trying to learn from him, but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
The life of the points. But do you know what's hilarious is that, like, even to be getting points, you still need to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, points, points, points. Yeah, but you've got to spend.
Yeah, you're still spending.
You still need points. You still need money.
Yeah.
But we tell ourselves that it's all free.
Yeah.
It's not free, hon.
It's not free, unless you're just spending it anyway, which hopefully is what we're doing, because I don't think I'm spending extra to get points.
Yes.
But it is on my mind where I'm like, oh, pop it on the Amex.
Points. We're all brainwashed. Anyway.
Aren't we?
This is such a long this episode. This
made up thing that someone in a boardroom at British Airways went, what if we give people points? And yeah. Now we're like, oh, points.
Ah, points. What if we make people think they're getting a really good deal?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awful.
In the next episode, I'll tell you about how I walked into the lounge at the first class lounge in America. Where was I? JFK. Unnoticed and enjoyed the lounge on my economy flight. Amazing. Home.
That's a hack.
That's
illegal.
It's illegal. It's definitely illegal. It went unnoticed, and I now harness the power of the British accent.
Yeah.
Over and out.
We love that.
Tell you all the next step.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Please like and subscribe and follow and rate us. Do all the things.
Thank you. And I just decided I'm going to tell the story on members only because I don't want I don't want to get publicly shamed.
Okay.
So I'll say it on the membership page.
We'll do it on the membership page.
If you'd like to join our membership page, you can find out the story of how I snuck into the first class lounge at JFK. Not ashamed of it. I am ashamed, but also I'm really pleased with myself because I've always wanted to be a criminal.
Yeah.
Anyway, over and out, everyone. Thanks so much for watching. Love you guys loads, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.